her face basically burnt off. And I'm not going to tell you too much more about the story, but suffice to say, it is one of the strongest narratives I've read in a very, very long time. It did remind me of the very best of that tradition. Sort of one hand, Angela Carter's sort of fairy tale. There's a fantastically strong sort of moral fate element to it. But on the other hand, just brilliant, brilliant sort of horror suspense in the Daphne du Maurier tradition. Will also happens to be a brilliant trapeze artist. And because we think we want to do things a little bit differently, what I said was, well, don't stand there and pitch like everybody else. Your prose is so supple and sinuous and unforgettable and strange and odd, rather like your called least work. Why don't you go and do that for everybody and kick off the evening as we mean to go on, slightly differently, I think, from the average Glad Fest. So, without further ado, it is Elliot Rose. You also see why he can't pitch, because, well, you see why. But let's just say, yeah, masks play a role in both books.